That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Well, yesterday, Lum and Abner's first attempt to find a boyfriend for Miss Hartford and thus divert some of her attention from her job as general manager of the Jot'em Down store wound up in dismal failure. Mose Moots was obviously the wrong man, as the supper at Abner's house conclusively proved. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store telling Lum the horrible details of the gay little supper party.
Listen. Well, why in the world didn't you tell me, Lum, that Miss Hartford and Mose Moots hated and despised one another?
I tried to tell you yesterday when you were starting to invite Miss Hartford over to your place, but you wouldn't listen to me. Just went right on ahead and invited her.
Lum, I couldn't tell what you was on about. When I left the store to go over to Dick Huddleston's to call Elizabeth and Mose Moots, why, them was our plans. Facts is, it was all your own idea.
Well, I know it was.
You said call Elizabeth and tell her that Miss Hartford and Mose Moots is coming over there for supper.
Yeah, I know, but
and
you
then
know...
call Mose and invite him. And that's exactly what you said.
Abner, I know all that, but
so
the
that's
is...
what I do. When I get back to the store, there you are, standing there saying,
Well, see, when you was over making the calls, Miss Hartford come in and started telling me how much she despised Mose.
Telling you?
Yeah, she'd just been down to the barbershop trying to collect a bill from him, and he practically throwed her out, near as I can figure.
Well, why in the world didn't you tell me that, Lum? Instead of letting me go ahead and have them two wildcats over to my place for supper.
Well, I just figured it's too late then. Didn't want to worry you none by telling you.
I know, Islam, you're a traitor. That's what you are. I always thought you was a true friend of mine, but you're a traitor.
I am a true friend, Ed.
You are not done it,
I'm
no, sir.
I'm sorrowful it turned out that
traitor,
way.
Traitor, traitor.
Was it pretty bad?
Pretty bad. You just ought to have been there.
They never fist fought, did they?
It would have been better if they had, all. Them looks they's a throwing across the table at one another was more deadly than any left hook I ever seen, and I saw some pretty good ones.
Give each other mean looks, huh?
Oh, Lord, did they?
Hmm.
And talk mean, too.
What did they say?
Well, I don't recall exactly what they said, but they was so dad blame polite to one another. That's what made me notice it.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I could tell they was talking mean. And that's what made me figure out that they hated one another, too.
Yeah, that's usually a sign, all right, being polite.
Oh, they was the politest two critters that ever drawed a chair to the same table.
Hmm. Well, what did they talk about?
Oh, nothing. They was just polite. Me and Elizabeth had to do all the talking. It'd be quiet for a while, and then I'd remark that the weather was turning off cool, and Elizabeth would agree with me.
Well, that's nice. That's the first time I ever heard of her agreeing with you, too.
Well, we got along pretty good last night. If she hadn't agreed, I wouldn't have said nothing about it. I wouldn't have got a fight started in that gang for nothing. That would have been a free-for-all if you ever seen one.
Yeah.
But we've sat there, and it'd be quiet for a while again, and pretty soon Elizabeth would bring up the subject about the weather turning off cool, and I'd agree with her.
Uh-huh. Is that all you talked about, the weather turning off cool?
Near as I can recollect now, that's just about the only subject we've taken up. And the weather hadn't even turned off cool. That's the worst part about it.
No, it hadn't.
No, about the same weather we've had for a month.
But it'd give you something to talk about.
Yeah. But that, Lum, was the worst one evening I ever spent in my whole life.
Oh, I knowed it was going to be bad. Just knowed it.
Why, it was so quiet most of the time, all you could hear was the eating. And I was doing all that.
Well, didn't they eat?
Poked around at their grub a little. Mose had balanced a few peas on his knife, but you could tell his heart weren't in it at all. He never floated one biscuit in the gravy, not one.
Jennings, he must have been upset.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when Mose don't eat, he's in a bad way.
Then Elizabeth, she seen that they weren't eating, and that hurt her feelings, and she couldn't eat nothing.
Well, you couldn't blame her none after she went to all the bother to set them extra plates on there.
Oh, yeah.
Choke out extra biscuits.
Yeah. Fact is, it affected my eating, too. I don't believe I had over 4 or 5 extra helpings or nothing.
Hmm? Just lost your appetite, huh?
Yeah, plumb lost it. This let something like that upset
Well,
me.
Something like that will affect a feller's eating, all right. How long did they stay after supper?
Too dead blame long, I know that. They sat there for, I don't know how long it was.
Well, they must have enjoyed themselves a little, then, if they stayed that long.
That weren't the reason. I'll tell you what it was. They was afeard that if one of them got up to leave, why, the other would have to leave, too, and then they'd have to walk home together.
Well, how'd they finally get out of there, then?
Well, long about, must have been 10 o'clock, I reckon it was.
My goodness. Might not have spent the night.
Yeah. Mose got up to get another toothpick about then.
Another toothpick?
Oh, he must have wore out at least a half dozen toothpicks while he was sitting there.
Well.
Chewing on them, worse than having a sweet gum brush in his mouth. Anyway, when he went out to get that last one, why, he got tangled up in them poor tears we got hanging there twixt the parlor and the dining room, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Them green ones with the tassels on them.
Yeah, them is bad if you ain't looking.
Yeah, well, he got his knee hung there in some of them ropes some way. And when Miss Hartford seen that he was caught, why, she was out of that front door like a bolt of lightning. So, and me and Elizabeth went to bed.
Well, what about Mose?
I don't know.
Just leave him hanging there?
Well, I never paid no attention. I was asleep, innit?
He must have thought he was caught in a trap.
Coal all was about burned down in a lamp. I want to get upstairs before it's in the dark. I guess he got loose, though, because he was gone when we got up this morning.
They're out.
Yeah, the poor tears had laying there and on the floor, but Mose weren't in them.
Well, he's gone then.
Yeah, he got loose.
Well, now, Abner, that you saw them two together, would you say there's any possible chance of a romance twixt them two?
Well, looking at it from every angle, Mom, I'd say no.
That's what I thought.
And oh.
But I'm still convinced that that's what we've got to do, make her fall in love with somebody.
Well, I don't believe Mose Moots is our man.
No, I can see that.
Not Mose.
We can't give up, though. That's our only chance to get shut of her. Just got to do it. That's all they are to it.
Yeah. I don't see who it's going to be, Long. I can't imagine the type of fella we can get to fall in love with that woman.
No, I can't neither. Maybe it'll have to be somebody that ain't never saw her.
How can you fall in love with somebody you never half saw?
With her, that's the easiest way.
Well, yeah, but how would you go about doing it?
I don't know. I'll have to study on that for a while.
You'd better.
What we better do right now is finish up getting ready for them painters. Miss Hartford will be bringing them along any minute now.
Say, maybe we can get one of them.
Who?
The painters.
They've saw her.
Oh, that's right. She made a deal. Oh, well, what else are we supposed to do now?
Oh, mostly move out that bunch of junk I stacked up by the feed room door there.
Well, let's get at it then. Come on, let's get started.
Right.
Get all this moved out, and maybe we can get a chance to sit down for... What in the world's all this stuff, Long?
Oh, I don't know. Just some old junk that was stuck away back under the counter. Most of it several years old.
No good no more, huh?
No.
What's in these boxes here? So dusty, I can't even read what it says on them. Clean, sing, tissue.
Tissue?
Huh?
Oh, yeah. I recollect we bought them things long, long time ago. That is, some drummer sold them to us.
Oh.
Claimed they was paper handkerchiefs or napkins or something.
By the law, me.
Silly idea. Nobody ever take up with an idea like that.
Why, I wouldn't think so, no.
I never even bothered to put them out on the counter.
Just a waste of time, would only be. Well, this here says, griddles on it. What could that be?
Let's see.
I can read.
Girdles.
Huh?
Griddles. Girdles. Two-way...
Well, they still wouldn't be no good, would they?
Oh, no. Bought them things before the war, even.
Huh.
You know how fast women's styles change.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't buy them no more.
No, you're right. Just throw them away, too, right now, Rick.
Yeah. Women folks think they gotta have fancy up-to-date stuff.
What in the world's in these little boxes, these nylons? N-Y-L-O-N. What are nylons, Lum?
I don't know. Oh, wait, I think them are women's stockings.
Well, they sure don't know how to spell very well.
More likely just the name of the company that makes them.
Are these too old to be any good, too?
Yeah, couldn't sell anything that old.
Get shut of them, then. Wait a minute, you don't want to throw this away, do you?
What is it?
This magazine, Roaring Western and Super Thrill Stories, July 1939.
Oh, well, I thought we'd done read all the stories in that.
Don't believe I have, no. Let's see
here.
Well,
you can set it aside and look it over later. We better get this stuff out of here now.
Yeah, all right. The Six Gum Saga of Bannock Gulch. I know I ain't read that one.
Oh, you must have.
Let me look at the end of the story. I can tell if I've read it or not.
Abner, you can do that some other time.
This'll just take a second. Let's see. Continued on page 108. I reckon where 108 would be now.
Right, next to 107, silly.
Dog, as you're right, you've read this, haven't you, Long?
Yeah, but that ain't why I could figure that out.
Slinky Jim climbed stealthily in through the window of the old cabin. When he saw Blake, his black eyes flashed with anger. He reached for his gun and shouted, "Are you lonesome? Do you long for a pen pal?"
What's that? That ain't the way I recollect that story.
What it says right there.
I see that.
He reached for his gun and shouted, "Are you lonesome?"
Well, don't yell so loud. You're reading part of an advertisement. That lonesome stuff don't belong in the story. That's part of this advertisement here for some matrimonial bureau.
Doggie, I thought old Slinky Jim was getting kind of soft there.
Yeah. Granny, wait a minute. Matrimonial bureau. Hey, maybe that's what we ought to try.
Well, you can if you want to. I don't think Elizabeth would understand, Mom.
I mean, Miss Hartford, silly. That's it, Abner. Get a paper and pencil.
Huh?
My grannies, we'll find a husband for that woman yet. Hurry up, Abner. Get me a pencil. Let's not waste a sec.
Well, the old fellows will probably get some action now. But I wonder if Miss Hartford will see eye to eye with their plans. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.